Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of March 2019. Supreme Court has said that a bar cannot be required to wait indefinitely for possession and also affirmed Consumer Commission order directing the developer to refund the amount to the buyer. Special Court, which acquitted all the four accused in the Samjhota Express bomb blast case, has reprimanded the National Investigation Agency, NIA, glaring discrepancy in its methodology of investigation. Supreme Court has upheld life imprisonment awarded by Madras High Court to P. Raj Gopal, owner of popular Savana Bhavan chain of restaurants, in Prince Chanda Kumar murder case. Supreme Court has refused to stay amalgamation of three public sector lenders Vijaya Bank, Dena Bank and Bank of Baroda and dismissed applications filed by several bank officers' associations for staying the merger. Supreme Court has upheld dismissal of a police constable for drunkenness and misbehavior with the public and observed that drunkenness while being on duty is a serious misconduct. Supreme Court has said that a hotel which provides swimming pool for its guests owes a duty of care, and directed Kerala Tourism Development Corporation Limited to pay 62 lakhs 50,000 rupees to family of a man who died as he drowned in swimming pool at Hotel Samudra at Kovalam. Supreme Court has repelled challenge to constitutionality of Section 6B of Karnataka Sales Tax Act 1957 on ground that it permitted state to include proceeds from interstate sale in total turnover and said that state can include proceeds from interstate sale in total turnover to classify dealers for sales tax slab. Supreme Court has refused to stall release of film Ram Ki Janmabhoomi and said there is no connection between the mediation proceeding and release of the movie. Allahabad High Court has sentenced Additional Chief Secretary Mahesh Kumar Gupta till rising of the court, holding him guilty of contempt of court. Bombay High Court has questioned both BMC and Central Railways regarding recent foot overbridge collapse near CST station in Mumbai that killed 6 people and injured 31 and asked these two agencies to coordinate with each other and work together. Bombay High Court has wondered if Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis is too busy to inquire about investigations into killing of rationalists Narendra Dabholkar and Govind Pansare and said that it is shameful that almost every investigation requires court's intervention. Bombay High Court has directed Dean of State-run JJ Group of Hospitals to set up a medical board to study mental health of a 20-year-old student after she sought a judicial nod to terminate her almost 23-week pregnancy. Bombay High Court has directed Income Tax, IT, Department to submit information on ownership of 68 paintings belonging to Diamond Elmir of Modi's firm, Camolit Enterprises Private Limited. 55 of which were sold for 54.84 crore rupees at an auction. Madras High Court has said even judiciary is not exempted from clutches of corruption and that corrupt judicial officers and public servants should be declared anti-nationals. Madras High Court has granted bail to Envira Shanmugamoni, former Commissioner of Hindu Religious and Charitable Endowments, HRNCE. Department, who was arrested last week in connection with an idol theft case. Madras High Court has observed that pension is neither charity nor largesse to be claimed as a matter of concession and it is a right which is accrued to all employees of pensionable service, as they had toiled in employment for number of years of service. Karnataka High Court has held that a Sessions Court can only award either life imprisonment or death sentence in a murder case, and has no power to inflict any punishment in between these two punishments. Central Information Commissioner Divya Prakash Sinha has ordered DOPT to provide names of IAS officers against whom prosecution sanction has been granted as well as denied for period starting from year 2010 till date of RTI application. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, in Sterling Biotech case for second time has questioned motive of lenders, led by Andhra Bank to withdraw their bankruptcy application and to choose a one-time settlement with absconding promoters of Sterling Biotech. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has ordered commencement of corporate insolvency resolution process, CIRP, against Orchid Healthcare Private, a promoter group company of Orchid Pharma, which is under resolution process and is in the process of scouting for suitors.